the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this guest this morning is Dr. Bill Walsh, and he has some amazing information. You know, we have so many people in America today with psychiatric problems, schizophrenia, depression, manic depression, and what are we doing for them? Well, most of them have been placed on SSR drugs, that's a selective serotonin reabsorption inhibitors, and really for the mild or moderate depression, don't do much of any good. And certainly we know that you give this to some people, they get homicidal and suicidal tendencies. In fact, every major shooting in America, and I mean, these people go in and shoot up dozens of people. Why, almost every single one of them has been on one of these SSRI drugs. Well, Dr. Walsh is a scientist, and he's been working with the effect of nutrition on the mind. And to me, this is really one of the most exciting things. He's written a book on nutrient power, which we carry. And, well, I'm going to let him tell you what he has found through extensive studies of people with psychiatric problems. And as far as the nutrition and metabolism is concerned, Dr. Walsh, thanks very much for being with us, and please share your thoughts and your findings with our listeners this morning.
Well, Dr. Stan, great to be with you this morning. What I'm certain of is that there's a new revolution about to occur in psychiatry, and that's because brain science has advanced to the point where I think that within 20 or 30 years, I think that as brain science advances, we no longer will need psychiatric medications. Now, most people who have depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, ADHD, behavior disorders, most of these people were born with a tendency for this. And the inborn tendency has to do with their brain chemistry and neurotransmitters. And we're beginning to learn that nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals have a very powerful impact on regulating these neurotransmitters. And we've developed therapies now that we've used on 30,000 patients and done careful outcome studies. And we find that in many cases, we can take someone perhaps with severe suicidal depression and identify what's going wrong with their brain chemistry. And then with targeted individualized nutrient therapy, most of them report that life is better and they can get rid of their medication.
And basically, of course, you've done studies on metabolism. How many people? I mean, you've done really thousands and thousands of chemical analyses of the, haven't you? Why don't you give a little of the background of your work?
Right. Well, I came from a scientific background, and when I got involved in studying patients with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder and severe problems, I started, every time I met a patient, I collected as much blood and urine data as I could, lab testing data, and also their symptoms and traits. I'm quite sure I have the world's biggest database for blood and urine chemistries for depression, for schizophrenia, certainly for autism, behavior disorders, and it totals more than 3 million separate lab analyses. And when you look at the results, when you take a look at all of these accumulated results, people with depression and these other disorders, they have their chemistries are different. They have different body chemistry and different brain chemistry from the rest of the population. And I guess most importantly, if we can correct these chemical imbalances, we can oftentimes eliminate these very nasty disorders.
Well, now, do the presence of certainly toxic minerals affect at all the function of the brain? I'm talking about things like aluminum and mercury and lead and fluoride, things of that sort.
Yes, they certainly do. Toxic metals in particular can have a very devastating effect on people, especially at a really young age. Toxic metals are I think, of special concern for very young children from, say, during the first 2, 3, 4, 5 years of life. And it seems to be one of the major factors in autism, for example. And another group that suffers from high lead levels or cadmium or mercury are students who have ADHD and behavior disorders. We find that after studying 10,000 children and adults with behavior problems, that at least 90% of them have elevated levels of lead and cadmium. And so we've developed nutrient therapies that can, it takes about 2 to 3 months usually, that can normalize this, that can get the toxic metals out of a person's body.
And for those in the listening audience, Dr. Walsh basically has set up a treatment. He's not a physician, but he actually trains physicians how to go about doing this. So could you basically, as I recall, there were four or five basic metabolic problems that you had found and that you would actually go ahead and try to remedy. I remember one of them was this shortage of B6. Another one was this shortage of folates. But why don't you go through those for our listening audience? And then how would you set up a nutritional system to get rid of the toxic metals that are plaguing so many of your patients?
Well, I think the key is biochemical individuality. Every human being, if we were to do a complete metabolic analysis and get all the blood and urine tests and learn about their symptoms and traits and personality, we would find that virtually all of them, out of the roughly 1,000 key nutrients in the body, that they would be deficient in several of them that might be quite important to brain function. And they might also be overloaded and have too much of a good thing. We've learned that it's often an overload of a nutrient that can cause more mischief than a deficiency. But the major factors that we find that keep popping up over and over in depression, behavior disorders, and the other problems are first of all metal metabolism. We find that very often we have abnormalities in levels of copper, which, by the way, affects the dopamine and norepinephrine levels, two of the important neurotransmitters, zinc.
Hold the thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here with our Bill Walsh.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, I don't think the average American can really understand what the physician faces in having practiced medicine for so many years and having patients come in with emotional problems, schizophrenia, anxiety, certainly all of these things, depression-like symptoms. What do you do for them? Well, basically you send them to a psychiatrist because, and what does he do for them? Well, he talks to them, he gives them a pill, but you're not getting to the basic cause of this. And I've seen so many human tragedies associated with emotional dysfunction. And this is why I was so fascinated when I first talked to Bill Walsh and then when I had the opportunity of reading his book on nutrient power. And to realize, of course, that he was onto something that most people and most physicians are really totally unaware of. And actually, he just got back, I think he was in Australia, teaching at doctors over there. And a number of doctors came to his course to learn this approach. And Dr. Walsh was just talking about the importance of copper and zinc as far as the function of the brain is concerned. Please go right ahead with your discussion.
Okay, yes, I just returned from Australia where I had a team of five experts from the U.S. and training doctors in these techniques. We had 52 doctors this time who had signed up, including several psychiatrists, and these people are very eager to find new ways to help their patients. Well, I was talking about metal metabolism as one of the factors that is really important in brain function, and I'd mentioned copper, which is directly involved in the synthesis of or the creation in our brains of norepinephrine. And it all comes from dopamine. So if a person has an elevated copper level, and I met a family of three people in Australia just a couple of days ago, and all three of them had extraordinarily high levels of copper in their blood. Well, this and they were all suffering from severe anxiety and very significant depression, and all three of them had been suicidal. Well, we'll be able within 2 or 3 months to normalize their copper level. They're born with these particular people were born with an inability to get rid of excess copper. Well, another nutrient that's really important is zinc. And zinc is a mineral that's in all of our bodies. We get our zinc from food every day. But some people have a tendency, is either genetic or epigenetic, they have a tendency for very low levels of zinc. And zinc's involved in many important neurotransmitters, specifically GABA, which is a feel-good neurotransmitter, and the NMDA system, which has a lot to do with mental health, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and other problems. So if you have a deficiency of zinc, you will, among other things, have a tendency for great irritability and anger, in some cases rages. I've tested more than 800 convicted felons and found that virtually all of them are very low in zinc. if you take a violent child and do nothing more than normalize their zinc level, many of them will have much better behavior control. So those are two of the nutrients. And the nutrients that are most important, the ones I'm talking about, are the ones that have a direct impact on neurotransmitters and brain function. Another one is folic acid. Folic acid can be either too low or too elevated, and in either case, a person would be in big-time trouble. Because, and the reason is, and we've just learned this quite recently, folates have a tremendous impact on regulation of neurotransmission, the rate at which our brain cells fire. And if you have too little folate, it turns out that you will have excessive gene expression. Your brain cells will be firing faster than they're supposed to. And if you have an overload, the opposite occurs. And so we're able to regulate and help a lot of people who have depression or mental illness by adjusting their neurotransmission using folates or making sure that we don't give the other group folates. And this can have a terrific effect on helping these people. And then there's methylation. Methyl is one of the most important chemical factors in the human body, and is involved in more than 100 important reactions in the body, but it's especially important, I think, in the brain. If a person is over-methylated or under-methylated, under-methylated people, by the way, are the primary number one cause of clinical depression in the world. These people have low serotonin activity, and that's why the pharmaceutical people have developed SSRIs, serotonin reuptake inhibitor medications like Prozac and Paxil and Zoloft and on and on. However, there are nutrients that are also serotonin reuptake inhibitor. For example, methionine, which is a natural amino acid, or SAMe, which is a derivative of methionine. These are natural serotonin reuptake inhibitors and can be just as powerful as the drugs that people use. So we talked about toxics, and that we've met many people for whom the only problem they had was that they were exposed to mercury or lead or cadmium, and this has a powerful effect, a negative effect on the brain. Other people are malabsorbers, but the key is biochemical individuality. To help a person with a serious problem, we have to find out who they are biochemically, find out what nutrients they are overloaded in and which ones they are deficient in, and then normalize their blood and their brain levels. And we've done 30,000 patients this way, 10,000 with behavior disorder. We've seen 6,500 with autism. I think we have the largest database and the largest number of autism patients of any group in the world. We've seen more than 3,600 cases of schizophrenia, more than 3,000 people with severe depression. And all of these groups respond really well to our treatments based on reports from the families. We've done careful outcome studies, in a couple of cases, double-blind studies, and we're generally running around 80 to 85% success rate. And success meaning that the patients get somewhat better or, in many cases, completely better. And we do strike out 15, 20, 25% of the time, depending on the disorder. For example, postpartum depression is one of the easiest things to fix. We're about 90% with that, based on reports from the women we've worked with. Probably the easiest people to help of all are violent children. We've seen thousands of extraordinarily violent children who had very extreme imbalances, and we were quite successful, according to the families. In fact, 90% successful in reducing assaultiveness and destruction of property. So the key really is biochemical individuality. Another important factor is that depression and schizophrenia and behavior disorders and bipolar disorder, these are names given, I call them umbrella names, and they're given to people who have completely different disorders. In other words, in depression, we've identified five completely different forms of depression. We call them phenotypes. And these people, each one of them need, each of these types needs have different neurotransmitter abnormalities in terms of their activity of their brain cells, and need completely different treatment approaches. And yet mainstream medicine doesn't recognize this, and they just tend to assume that they all need their serotonin activity elevated and give them SSRI medications to begin with and do a trial and error. Our method is far more scientific, and in schizophrenia, that's not a single condition either. It's a name given to at least three completely major disorders that are completely different in terms of symptoms and chemistry. So that gives you an idea of how we do this.
Now, what about your success with treating autistic children? I mean, here this is such a tragedy for the family, but do many of these children, or some of them actually, respond to your type of treatment?
Yes, they do, and it's not just our treatment. There are more than 100 pretty terrific doctors around the United States that have had considerable success with autism. And in our experience, we've seen more than 6,000 cases, and I've seen several hundreds of them, of these severely autistic children who become completely recovered and can go on to a normal life. And many of them are leaders and great students in the classroom. I saw several of them in Australia, people we had worked with years ago who are now in high school doing just great. Now, not everybody gets improved. With autism, early intervention is everything. One has to get them, if possible, before they're 4 years old. If you want to have an opportunity to have them come back to a normal life. The reason is that autism is a developmental disorder that involves the way the brain is developing, and if you wait too long, the microstructure of the brain will be forever somewhat different, and so a 10-year-old with autism that we see for the first time, we could probably help them achieve a better life, but they may not be completely free of autism. But if we get a 2 or 3-year-old, our chances are quite good. And it's not, as I said, it's not just us. There are doctors in every state in the union that are quite good at this. And I guess the bottom line is that autism is treatable and recovery is possible. Unfortunately, mainstream medicine regards autism as incurable, and that you can only make minor improvements, and that these people are doomed to a lifetime of severe handicap. And that's just not right.
Well, in your experience, is toxicity a major part in autism? In other words, is it mercury or some of the other metals? What part do they play in the child with autism?
Well, we now know that the back of the brain, the base of the brain, is not protected by the blood-brain barrier. And so toxic metals can attack the brain at that area. Now, most babies are born with really powerful, effective protection against toxic metals. We have proteins and things that are genetically expressed and antioxidants that we get from our diet that in most cases can cope with this assault that we get from the outside. It's sort of a war between the good guys and the bad guys. And however, in autism, the autistic population, children who are prone to autism, they don't have these antioxidant protect. They don't have the antioxidant protection needed, and so mercury is a metal that is most believed to have perhaps the most harm for these children. But I'm certainly lead, cadmium, and other metals can do the same thing. And probably I would say there are hundreds of thousands of autistic families that are quite convinced that it was toxic metals that triggered their child's autism. Because most autistic children are quite okay until they're about 2 years old. And then they suddenly regress. They lose their speech. They may have meltdowns. They seem to lose all interest in connecting with the rest of the family. It's really a devastating, tragic disorder. But they start out okay, and then they have this sudden regression. It's 80% of autism that happens that way. And I just heard thousands and thousands of heartbreaking stories from these families. And toxic metals seem to be a trigger, not necessarily the cause, but a trigger for autism.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the great tragedies of our time. And, of course, ordinary medicine says, gee, shucks, nothing can be done. I've talked, though, to parents who've treated their patients with nutrition and have had dramatic improvements, and the children have become almost or essentially normal. So, basically, you're going to have to, out there in the listening audience, learn about these things. And your book, it's Nutrient Power. Isn't that the title?
Yeah, and I gave it the name Nutrient Power because in talking to mainstream medicine people and psychiatrists, they always seem to feel that if you've got a serious condition like suicidal depression, that you need a powerful drug to get the job done. But in reality, nutrients can be extremely powerful and effective if done scientifically and carefully.
And believe me, there is nothing more horrible than finding someone in your family with a severe psychiatric problem. And there's really nothing that conventional medicine has to offer other than a pill or counseling. And these are not going to solve the nutrient problem. This is why I was so thrilled when I came across Dr. Walsh's work, read his book, and had a chance to talk to him. We'll be back. If you have a question, why it's 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our telephone number, if you have a question, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And we do have a caller on the line. Who's calling in?
Hi, my name is Ann, and I'm calling to see if you have any treatments for alcoholism. compulsive overeating, or those who are prone to take marijuana, or other you know, debilitating
conditions. All right, fine. Dr. Walsh, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, actually, up until about the last 5 or 6 years, we've had great difficulty treating people with substance abuse problems, especially illegal drugs like opiates, like heroin or cocaine or alcoholism. And, however, there's been a major breakthrough in the understanding of what is the cause and what kind of people are prone to addictiveness. And, for example, a lot of it's now focusing on the NMDA receptor in the brain. And there are a number of treatments now that have been shown in double-blind controlled studies to be really helping these people. It has to do with elevating glutamate activity at the NMDA receptor. And some of the treatments, in fact, the most effective treatments so far, have been nutrient therapies using natural biochemicals that are in the body, like N-methylglycine and D-cycloserine and D-serine. These are funny names, perhaps, and unfamiliar names to people, but these are nutrient therapies that have shown efficacy in helping people with these disorders. So I think there's a ray of hope. For 20 years, our clinic would not accept anyone who was actively abusing alcohol or drugs. Now, for the first time, we have an ability to really help them.
Oh, that's fantastic. And so you'll give us your phone number.
What about
compulsive overeating? I know that's a weird one.
Well, you know, actually, that is a similar situation. Compulsive overeating also involves the same neurotransmitters and the tendency for addictions. It includes people with shopping disorders and people with gambling disorders and people who can't stop smoking. They're getting good results with these treatments to affect that particular neurotransmitter. We're getting nice results now. Unfortunately, some of these treatments are not quite yet available. They have to go through FDA studies to make sure that they're safe and effective, but it's coming and coming soon. Probably, I would think, within 3 or 4 years, people will have this available to, you know, all physicians will have this available to them.
And is it just through nutrition?
Well, you know, drugs might help also. We're not against medications of any kind. Psychiatric medications have helped thousands of people, and I've met many people who said their lives were dramatically better because of an antidepressant or something. But the problem with these medications, drug medications, is that they're foreign molecules, and these foreign molecules in the brain do not produce normalcy. They produce an abnormal condition. And yes, they might be able to help, but it's not quite a normal situation. So if one can do it with nutrients, then the advantage is not only can you perhaps solve the problem of depression or whatever the problem is, but you don't have side effects because you've normalized the brain.
Wow. Well, thank you, Dr. Stan, for having such outstanding speakers on.
Well, thank you for calling. God bless.
Thank you,
and Cindy, how can people get in touch with you? Do you have a website? I know you don't treat people, but you train people, train doctors to treat them. But how can people get more information on your work?
Well, we're a small but dedicated band. We're a not-for-profit public charity. We're the Walsh Research Institute. And let me give you our website. It's at www.walshinstitute.org. And I think a lot of information can be obtained from the book I just wrote, Nutrient Power. It's a compact book of about 210 pages, and in there are all the principles and everything that we've been talking about today. It includes some of the highlights, includes my theory of schizophrenia. I've been studying what schizophrenia is for many years, and I think I've got the best theory that's ever been developed, and it leads to more effective treatment. We have chapters on depression, Alzheimer's disease, schizophrenia, behavior disorders. I think we have really the most promising approach for reducing crime and violence in this country, and it involves identifying the future criminals when they're young, and that's not hard to do because most people who wind up in prisons are misbehaving terribly by the time they're 4 or 5 years old. So, not hard to find them, the problem is that, that present medical science and present psychiatry doesn't know how to effectively correct these problems. We've had great success with the 10,000 behavior disordered children that we have worked with. So anyway, the book Nutrient Power is available on our website. It's also available on Amazon and bookstores. And I think that's a good place to start.
Oh, yeah. We actually carry your book. We think it's a vitally important book, and it is available through my ministry as well. What about people, what about the lead and the impact of lead certainly on the brains of children? And is there any variation with race? In other words, would blacks be more susceptible to lead than whites would be?
Well, you know, there are some differences between the various races. For example, Asians don't seem to be bothered or affected as much by toxic metals as people of African descent. And it has to do with genetics and with the ability to protect yourself against oxidative toxic metals. But the lead in particular is interesting because it's the only metal, the only toxic metal that stays in the body for a long time. It's the common toxics. Lead is a bone seeker, and for if a child gets a high dose of lead, and we know that can affect their behavior and their learning, there have been many published stories that document that. The problem is that the half-life of lead, that is the time it takes for half of your lead to leave the body, is 22 years. So if a person gets lead poisoned early in life, it's deep within their skeletal structure, it's in their bones. And they can actually be poisoned gradually over time by this lead coming back out of the bones and getting to the brain and affecting the body.
Well, we have another caller. Who's calling in?
This is Ruth from Denver.
Hi, Ruth. How are you?
I'm fine. So trauma does a number on the brain. What does he know about that?
Do you have any thoughts on trauma on the brain? The effect?
Yes, I do. Trauma is extremely important, and there used to be sort of a battle between two schools of psychiatry. One school that thought that trauma was the cause of most difficulties of a psychiatric nature, and other people who thought it was all chemistry and neurotransmitters and receptors. And now we're learning with the new science of epigenetics, we're learning that trauma can actually change gene expression that has so much to do with our neurotransmitters and our function. We now know that severe trauma, or something that psychiatrists call chronic failure, can actually cause a change in the way our genes are expressed. And some of the genes that are affected might be genes that have to do with receptor activity or with reuptake.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Dr. Bill Walsh.
Can I stay on the line?
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Rocky Mountain Shooters Supply in Fort Collins is proud of our military. We thank you and your families for the sacrifice you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. May God bless America. This message from Rocky Mountain Shooters Supply, 3507 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins, the full-line gun store and indoor shooting range, the largest gun safe dealer in Colorado. For information, call 472-5600. That's 472-5600 or visit rmss.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest, of course, is Dr. Bill Walsh. And basically, you were talking about the effect of trauma on the brain.
Yes. Trauma can have a lasting effect on your brain biochemistry, which is something nobody really understood until about 4 or 5 years ago. It's now becoming clearer. And really, the effect is in this new emerging field called epigenetics. Now, that's a word that might be unfamiliar to many listeners, but within 5 or 6 years, everybody's going to know about epigenetics because many of the diseases that we thought were genetic are really epigenetic. In other words, altered, in which gene expression is altered by environmental insults. And it now appears that cancer primarily is an epigenetic disorder. So is heart disease. And I'm convinced that many forms of depression, schizophrenia, autism are epigenetic in nature. And trauma can cause what's known as an epigenetic change in gene expression. See, we have chemicals that we take in from our diet, but also we depend on many important chemicals and enzymes and proteins that are expressed genetically, that are produced within our cells and nourish the body. Well, you need to have the right recipe of these genetically expressed proteins in every part of the body, and it's different every tissue in the body. Well, trauma can alter, as well as toxic metals and other environmental insults, can alter permanently the gene expressions that might have to do with your brain function or with behavior control or your physical health.
I think that people have to understand that our genes actually produce molecules. And certainly these things can be turned off or on. If they turned on, they'll produce the molecules and proteins, and if they turned off, they don't. And so this is really what we're talking about, epigenetics. How do you get those genes to begin to work, to function, or to produce the proteins that your body, or amino acids that your body needs? And this is what this is a whole fascinating new field, which is going to have tremendous impact. Would that be a fair appraisal?
I think it is. One good example might be skin cancer. People who get too much sun or too much radiation, on their skin, over time, what happens is that this oxidative stress, these free radicals, can actually get to a point where your protectors, your antioxidant protectors, are just overwhelmed. And what happens then, we now know, can be a change in your gene expression. You might be turning off a cancer-protected gene, or you might be turning on a cancer gene. And a lot of the cancer research today, I think most of it, is now aimed at this very mechanism. So, yes, and the same is true of mental disorders, especially mental disorders that come on suddenly. For example, bipolar disorder and schizophrenia, very often people who have these problems can be quite okay until they're maybe 18 or 20 or 22 years old. And then very suddenly, there's a change in them. They have a mental breakdown. And one mystery is what could possibly be going on in the brain that could cause such a terrible change in functioning. But even a greater question is, why doesn't it go away after onset? Why do these conditions, when they appear, continue through the rest of your life? And the answer is epigenetics. What's happened is there's been a significant environmental insult, and there's many different types, that has changed gene expression.
Well, what about fluoride as far as the impact on the brain is concerned? Have you looked at all into that?
Well, fluoride has been controversial for 60 years, and there are people who are certain that it's an evil for society and others who think that it's really beneficial. Of course, the dentists of America and the ADA primarily think it's a great thing. I've not found that it's a particular particular importance in mental health. I think it has more to do with physical health, and I think the jury is still out on that. But my focus has been on mental health, and I've not found fluoride to be a particular important factor for that.
All right, fine. Well, Sydney, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, 877-254-7524. And Sydney, our guest, Dr. Bill Walsh, we're talking about certainly the impact of on the certainly the brain of these various chemicals at all. And certainly, how do you get rid of the lead? You mentioned that lead is certainly one of the things that's with us. It takes as many years for the half-life to get rid of the lead. How can we get lead out, specifically out of the brain?
Well, when we get someone who has lead poisoning, if it's really severely elevated and in the nature of lead poisoning, what most medical doctors do, mainstream doctors, would pop them in the hospital for about a week and do a chelation, EDTA chelation. However, most people that we see with high lead levels don't need a chelation. They're not really poisoned, but they have high levels that, and their brain would function better if they didn't have them. So we have a nutrient therapy that within 2 or 3 months can get rid of excess lead. We can clean up and by the way, it includes, things like calcium. Lead in the body thinks it behaves like calcium, and that's why it gets into the bones. And so calcium supplements along with other augmenting nutrients can drive the lead out of your soft tissues, which includes your brain and your blood. You can't pull it completely out of your bones because the long-term lead is buried deep within your skeletal structure. But nutrient therapy can work very nicely.
And I think really, basically, this is going to change the entire structure of medicine down the line, at least as far as dealing with mental problems.
But I think that's the way we're going, yes.
How is organized medicine doing this? I go to medical meetings on a regular basis, and I've never heard any of this in my medical meetings. I have to listen to my own radio programs to hear it.
Well, I've done the best I can. I've gone to the American Psychiatric Association annual meetings several times, Society for Neuroscience, been to the Alliance NIMH. I've given a presentation to the Surgeon General of the United States. I've presented at the United States Senate. But I have to admit, it's frustrating because nobody seems to want to listen. They all say, well, that's really interesting, and that's good science, and that looks like hope. But then nobody seems to do anything. I think we're a drug-oriented society. The psychiatrists I work with, I've worked with many, many psychiatrists. In my experience, they're wonderful people. They do their very best to help their patients. But many of them are not happy with having to do sort of trial and error application of powerful drugs. But we're trying to give them
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much. We'll look forward to talking to you the next day or two again. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a 1 hour time, a person can donate 1 unit of blood that can be separated into 4 individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Having dealt with psychiatric disease in my own family, and the total frustration, even as a physician, what can you do? And the thing is, until recently, there was nothing you could do. And basically, we carry the book Nutrient Power. Nutrient Power, we think it's vitally important. We're going to put together a 4-tape set of my interviews with Dr. Walsh, and you'll find it fascinating. And he seems to be somewhat frustrated because organized medicine doesn't want to pick up on this. Let me tell you why. Because the drug companies don't want an effective treatment of this. First of all, this is very, very profitable. And secondly, we're dealing with organized evil. Today, in our prisons, while 1 in 3 young black men are in prison, probation, or parole. And why are they there? Well, it's because, of course, they're fluoridating the drinking water with hydrofluorosilicic acid that contains lead. 90% of all water fluoridation is done with that. They know this. The scientific studies are out. Dr. Roger Master's work at Dartmouth correlated fluoridation of the drinking water with criminal activity among the blacks. And we've reported this to black leaders, and they always tell me they're going to get to the leadership of the black community. They're going to do something, and then nothing ever happens. Ladies and gentlemen, this is, I hate to say it, but it's a conspiracy. 1 in 3 young black men, 21 to 31, in prison, probation, or parole today. And much of this is directly related to lead encephalopathy, but that's a different subject. What you heard today is vitally important. This is solid scientific work, and there's a great deal that can be done. You need to understand. You need to get this information to your doctor. Nutrient Power, the book by Bill Walsh, Dr. Bill Walsh, available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you want to get to water fluoridation, my talk, Fluoridation, the Hidden Agenda, and, of course, the syllabus that goes with that. And if you want Dr. Walsh's work, you can request that. We'll get that to you. You need to get, I should say, Dr. Master's work, of Dartmouth, Dr. Master's work, who's got into this extensively. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to make any sense out of something like this. I mean, why wouldn't logical people do what's right? Why, ladies and gentlemen, because there's evil in the world, organized evil, and an understanding of the forces that have shaped the events of the 20th century is predicated not upon facts to be learned, but rather on secrets to be discovered. And there really are secrets out there, and most people have no idea what's really going on today because the media is never going to tell you. That's why you need to get my book and read it. You need to get Dr. Walsh's book, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest my talk, Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, Population Control, the Covert Agenda, the World Revolution, and my interview with Norman Dodd, the Desperate Deception. He headed the congressional committee that investigated the great tax-exempt foundations back in 1953, the only investigation ever allowed because these people are, who in the foundations are far more powerful than of the FBI or the CIA or members of Congress. They have, certainly are a law unto themselves, and they're using their fantastic wealth to influence our education and to destroy what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can listen to us there 24 hours a day on the archives. And then please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts,